the music industry pioneer Ahmet Erdogan has died. He was the founder of Atlantic Records, and he'd been in a coma since a fall at a Rolling Stones concert in New York in late October. He was 83 years old. He was a central figure in pop music for more than five decades, and NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
In the music business, people with an acute ability to sense something in music that others do not are said to have great ears. Ahmet Erdogan had some of the best ears in the business. He was the son of a Turkish diplomat who fell in love with jazz after seeing Duke Ellington in 1932. Shortly after, the young Erdogan staged concerts at the Turkish embassy in Washington where black and white musicians played together, something they couldn't do beyond the embassy gates. Presented with a choice of either following his father's diplomatic footsteps or pursuing music, Erdogan borrowed $10,000 from a family dentist in 1947 and started a record label.
Wall-to-wall young men like to have a good time. Wall-to-wall young men like to have a good time.
The business plan was simple, he once told PBS's Charlie Rose, supply music to an audience that the major record labels were ignoring.
We started off making was music that would sell to a black audience. They used to call those race records, you know.
Erdogan and Atlantic helped race records become rhythm and blues with acts like Ruth Brown, The Drifters, and a young blind pianist from Seattle.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long.
Ray Charles raised Atlantic's profile and record sales. Erdogan had assembled an extraordinary hit-making production team that included engineer Tom Dowd and producer Jerry Wexler, who was also a partner in Atlantic. Together, they also helped turn a young church-trained singer into the Queen of Soul.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, ooh, you know I got it, ooh. All I'm asking, ooh, is for a little respect when you pass a little bit, baby.
We turned out so many hits. One good one was like another. I mean, when we had songs like What Did I Say by Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, or songs of that stature, there's a great feeling when it's happening.
The label's successes would have been short-lived if Ahmet Erdogan had not recognized the potential of the new sound of the late 1960s. Erdogan and Atlantic moved effortlessly into the new era of rock and roll, signing Led Zeppelin, Cream, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, among many others. Later, Atlantic became a leading jazz label with artists like Charles Mingus, John Coltrane, and Ornette Coleman. Rolling Stone magazine founder Jan Wenner says Erdogan became a mentor whose musical sensibilities were one of a kind.
He saw that life force that comes out of music that gave him the life he led and to which he devoted that life.
They don't make them like him anymore, do they?
Absolutely not. Everybody knew Ahmet was the greatest of all the music guys.
Oh, she may be weary.
Ahmet Erdogan always attributed his successes to his love for jazz and blues and the musicians who made it. But he lent a strong guiding hand by following his instincts and making the kind of records that changed the way we listen to music. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try.